Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of the promises of God for everyday life. I want to talk to you today about the promise of abundant life that we find in John chapter 10, verse 10. And Jesus is speaking here, and he's identifying where the robbery that we see so often in life comes from, and he's telling his disciples that his purpose in coming to the earth. And it says in verse 10 of John 10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Another translation says, "and have it in abundance." First of all, Jesus points out that Satan, or the thief as he's referred to here, has come for only one reason and goes throughout the earth seeking to do these things and these things only, to steal from people, to kill and to destroy. Satan wants to steal your hopes and your dreams, steal your health if he can, kill your faith, and destroy marriages and families, finances, and even your employment situation. Satan is opposed to every good thing God wants to do in your life. But Jesus goes on to say that his purpose in coming to the earth was very simple. "I came," Jesus said, "that they may have life and have it abundantly." This word abundantly, as used here in John 10:10, means superabundant in quantity and superior in quality and beyond measure. Jesus wants you to have a life that is superabundant in quantity, superior in its quality, and beyond measure. This is something that God wants for each and every single one of us. Have you been a recipient of the abundant life that Christ promised to you? I love the Message Translation's version of John 10:10. It says, "A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of." The Lord wants to give you more and better life than you have ever dreamed of. Have you received the fullness of this promise that God has brought to us? I believe that a lot of Christians have not received the fullness of this promise. They live their lives just trying to get by, grateful that they are, which is fine, but just barely surviving the attacks of the thief trying to steal, kill, and destroy in their lives. And they are just trying to hold out till the end. That is not the abundant life that Jesus came to the earth for and that he gave his very life for. Jesus came to give us a life that is abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or imagine. A life that's super abundant in its quantity, where your years are not cut off early, where you don't have your life taken from you at an early age because of sickness and disease, or tragedy or disaster. Jesus came that you might have a life that's superior in quality, beyond measure in its blessings. This is the abundant life that will fulfill and satisfy you. Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." If you truly hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God, God promises that that abundant life that he came to give you will truly fulfill and satisfy. Psalm 81:10 says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." God wants to fulfill your heart's desire, the desires he's put in your heart for the goodness of the Lord and the abundance that he has in store for you. Psalm 17, verse 15 has these beautiful words, "As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. I will be satisfied when I awake with your likeness. Jesus wants us to be conformed into his image. When we awake with his likeness, that will be a day of great glory, and it will truly satisfy the deepest desire of your heart. But he intends that not only to occur when we see him face to face, but that there is to be fulfillment and satisfaction in the presence of God here on this earth. In Psalms 36, verses 7 and 8, we see these words, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God, and the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights." God wants us to take our fill of the abundance of his house, and he wants to give you to drink from the river of his delights. God has an abundant life for you right here on the earth where you can have fellowship with God, you can commune with God, you can experience God here. You don't have to wait for the sweet by and by when we will indeed see the Lord face to face. But God wants you to experience him now. He doesn't want your religious experiences to be dead and lifeless. He wants your communion with him to be rich and fulfilling. When you have joy in your inner man, in that hidden man of the heart, which is your spirit, that is what has been made alive in Christ, when you have joy there, the things of this life do not have such great appeal anymore. They are, you could say, eclipsed by the joy that is in the presence of God, when you know God, when you commune with God, when you can hear God's voice, when you can be led of the Spirit. These things are so satisfying and so powerful. We know that John the Baptist is a good example of someone who lived that abundant life. He knew God, he heard from God, he had revelation of God, and he had an abundance, even though here was this man out in the desert with the leather camel's hair clothing and eating locusts and wild honey, yet his experiences with God were so satisfying, so fulfilling, so amazing. God wants to give you abundant life in that same way. John G. Lake was a great man of God who had a phenomenal healing ministry in the latter part of the 1800s and up until the early parts of the 1900s. And this man's healing ministry took him to South Africa, where he was there for many years and started many, many churches, saw many people healed. And then he moved to Spokane, Washington, where he opened up what was called the healing rooms. And in the period of years that he was in Spokane, Washington, he saw documented over 10,000 healings recorded in those years. God wants you and I to live the kind of abundant life that John G. Lake had. And he was a man that was very full of faith. He believed God. He took God at his word. And so he had a very dynamic life. One of the things that is a story that I will never forget about him, when he was in Africa, he was in a place where a great plague came through the area and people were dying left and right. And he helped to bury many of these people who were sick. But the disease that the plague that was going through the area was extremely contagious. And the doctors that had been sent into the area to help took many, many precautions in order to keep themselves from contracting this deadly disease. And yet John G. Lake never used any kind of natural medical protection when he ministered to the sick and buried the dead. And they would be foaming at the mouth. They had a foam that would come from the lungs that was filled with the germs of this disease. And the doctors marveled at him because he never became ill. And they asked him about it, what his secret was in protecting himself. And he answered them this way, "Brother, this is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I believe that just as long as I keep my soul in contact with the living God, so that his spirit is flowing into my soul and body, that no germ will ever attach itself to me, for the spirit of God will kill it." And they went on to ask him, "Are you sure you don't want to use our preventatives?" But he said no, and even invited them to experiment with him. And he did go through this experiment where they placed the foam that came from the dead person's mouth in his hand, put it under a microscope, and the germs that were very alive when they started out in his hand died upon contact with him. And they were astonished by this, and this was recorded. And he proclaimed over and over again that the spirit of life in Christ Jesus was stronger than the spirit of death. He had been delivered from that spirit of death. And I would say to you that the abundant life that Jesus Christ promises can give us life that will supersede even disease and sickness. It'll supersede natural things that may appeal to people. It will eclipse the thrills that people have in the natural life because of the preciousness and the power that is in relationship with Jesus Christ. It is a full life. It is an abundant life when you live in communion with God the way Jesus intended for you to have that abundant life. Are you seeing an abundance, a superabundance, a superior quality in your life every day? Are you seeing it in your relationships? It should be impacting your relationships. Are you seeing it in your health? It should be impacting your health. Are you seeing it in your work situation? God's life in you is greater and stronger and more powerful than anything you may come up against in the world today. Call on God and say, Lord, you promised me this abundant life. I want to walk in it today. I believe that your power that resides in the Holy Spirit resides in me. Help me to walk in the spirit and life of Christ Jesus. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Reach out to the Lord for the abundant life He's promised to you and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.